is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste. Hello, my friend over there, Miss Bethany Watson.
Hello, my friend over there, Miss Kathleen Heaney.
So now that we have a solid end date, a solid permanent vacation date, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
As we have said, we are open to offers from Elon Musk's, the Elon Musk's of the world.
Totally. Jeff Bezos, if you want to buy our Podular Pass, we're happy to negotiate for millions.
And much like a doctor, I would almost prefer a female entrepreneur. But like when you're sick, you're sick.
Totally. At this point, money is money. And like we said once. There was an episode where we said that one day we will sell out and we will give you, gentle listener, we will make a noise.
Yeah.
And that's how you know we've sold out. And I think the noise was something like, And I think that maybe someday you'll see like a brand new Acquired Taste podcast episode pop up in your feed. And it'll start with us going, and then we'll talk about mining diamonds.
Or why environmental crisis isn't real.
I know, totally. Like, should we trust anyone in power? Well, actually, I don't know if we should trust anyone in power, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we're absolutely going to sell out one day spectacularly, but you will be in on it with us in that you won't be mad at us. You'll be laughing all the way to the bank with us.
Okay, isn't it Dolly Parton who just came out with a song that's like really political?
Oh, really?
And everybody's like, hey, what's the song actually about? And she's like, it's about every facet of politics. Like, she won't tell you.
Amazing.
And you know what? Maybe her team was like, let's sell out and finally talk about politics.
Totally. Let's just, you know? I'm excited about the future where we'll sell out.
What's another topic where listeners, taste buds would know that we absolutely sold out?
If we talked about makeup that you knew it was good because it was only tested on the best animals.
Or how natural diamonds are the way to go. Screw those lab-made diamonds.
We're selling tickets for a safari hunt.
Oh, my God.
Or if we were like helping sell tickets to the most dangerous game where you hunt people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I would totally sell tickets to the most dangerous game.
Well, okay. Do you remember the episode where we were talking about, I think this was your topic. We were talking about the guy in Florida who sells insurance in case you ever get abducted from aliens.
Yes, that was, of course, that was my topic.
And he became a millionaire even though his insurance only cost a dollar.
Because you pointed this out to me.
Yeah.
It's cheap enough to be a gag gift.
Yes.
And that's what you have to make it. Yeah. Cheap enough to be a joke. And if a million people buy your joke, you got $1 million, baby.
That's why. In the next chapter of my life, I am starting an Etsy t-shirt store that is with just like things I make in Canva that take me 2 seconds. I'm not going to use any of my artistic ability on this. And it's going to be about t-shirts about coffee, Jesus, and family.
Go to hell, because that's exactly what I'm doing.
I know. I stole that idea from you. I know.
I've already started. Y'all, I've started a clothing brand.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it.
No, because it's not anything I stand behind. Okay. I have started an anonymous page on an anonymous big website where I make t-shirts. And I'll never tell you which t-shirts they are.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Okay, so I did design one tote bag. I have made one sale.
That's great.
Oh, wait, I should text it to you. So I started a company called Hey Cannoli, which is my cat's name. And it's where I'm going to sell all my Jesus t-shirts. But also, like, I've started my kickoff item is this tote bag that says The Cool Cats Club.
Amazing.
And it looks like cats who are jazz musicians. And I'll have to send you the picture Please. Of the tote bag later.
I'm really excited. I'm so excited about these underground projects.
I know.
I saw a t-shirt on Instagram, uh-huh. and it's in all these different fonts.
Yeah.
It said, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% God's child.
Oh,
and I was like, amazing. Holy cow, amazing.
Bethany, this is the type of strategic thinking that we kind of need to switch our brains to.
Completely, because here's where we've fallen behind.
Yeah, yeah.
We have stood by our morals.
We have, yeah.
And that has screwed us.
Screw us big time.
Ironically, not screwing others yeah. has screwed us.
I'm trying to think of some of the brands that we've turned down in the past, like every type of advertiser that like approached us that tests on animals,
yeah,
we were
no.
like, no way.
Yeah, we said no to the mining company.
Yeah,
the diamond,
the
mining.
Lobbyist company that was like for the progressivement of natural diamonds.
Yep,
which. It's just like the funniest thing mm-hmm. ever, but that is how business works.
Yep.
We turned down the company that was supposed to cool the temperature of your body by wearing this special wristwatch.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Didn't work.
It didn't work because the CEO told us we had to try to work with it,
yeah.
meaning it was all in your head.
Oh, God.
I also have this t-shirt store, but it's super anonymous.
Yeah.
And
is the name of it Super Anonymous?
Yeah, it's
that would at be Super LLC. Anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And my bio is just like, I would never, like, I'm just like being this person, and none of it is against my ethics or anything, but it's just like calling myself a designer is false because I'm not, but I know Canva, and I'm like, I'm a designer who loves to like make people feel amazing, and it's just total bullshit.
Bethany, this is. My favorite thing ever. Okay, how many times, and this infuriates me because you and I work so hard.
Yeah.
How many times have you been on Instagram where somebody is like, this is how I pulled in $25,000 this month.
Yeah.
This is what you do. And they're just like designing ebooks, yeah. like digital downloads or like notebooks that they sell on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's just the craziest thing.
Do you remember... This was another reason that we were like, it's time to end the podcast. We're working far too hard.
Yeah.
Where this chick, I think I already said this, chick was on Twitter and she was like, thanks to the 20,000 new subscribers to my podcast. I know I haven't put out an episode in 6 months, but I promise I'll put one out soon.
Unreal.
I walked into the sea.
Walked. Yes. And we were talking to somebody else in the industry who was like, you know, this podcast that I work with, they make buttloads of money, but it's like getting a new episode from them is like pulling teeth. And sometimes they just don't deliver at all.
You and I both got this like vacant look in our eyes.
I know.
Like this long distance stare, like we'd been through a war.
Bethany.
I think that was the moment before we ever talked about it where we both were just like, I've lost the spark.
I
of
have
life.
Lost. And so it is interesting when you have been doing something for so long and it's time to change things up. Like it's
yeah.
incredibly scary.
So, so frightening.
And like gentle listeners, if you're like, hey, Bethany and Kathleen, why are you closing up shop on Acquired Taste when you have other podcasts? It's because those other podcasts, the business model is totally different.
So yeah. This podcast is a ship.
Yeah.
Helmed by two people.
Uh-huh.
And it should be helmed by more,
yeah.
but the ship can't afford that. And it is a big ship to move.
Yeah, we're Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, we are too, we have gotten too, like, too laborious.
Yeah.
Our process mm-hmm. and the process of putting out this show every week was so work intensive
yeah.
in a way that if we stopped it being that work intensive, the episodes would have absolutely suffered.
Yeah. And they did for a little bit.
And they did. And a lot of people are still mad. And we're sorry.
And so it's like, you know what? I was listening to NPR the other day mm-hmm. and I caught a mistake.
Oh, I love it.
And it made me feel like I was in on the inside joke, but I was like, oh, there are budget cuts everywhere. And they just have to put something out and they don't care. And so like with my podcast, Kathleen Can Do It, that's really just tied to my attempt at doing brand partnership deals in the home decor world.
Yeah.
And your podcast, The Check-In, is tied to the Patreon and the Twitch show that you have with Dennis. So completely different business models.
Totally different.
And if you're thinking that Bethany and I are in some sort of like secret feud and we're never going to speak to each other again and we have these other podcasts, like, that's totally not it.
No, I did not sleep with Neil. Kathleen did not sleep with Dennis.
Left a voicemail.
There was a rumor going around. Okay, this is what we normally do when it's behind a paywall Patreon live shows, but it's not. But here we go.
Yeah.
So apparently there was a rumor going around on Reddit that you, Kathleen, had slept with Dennis and that's why the podcast was ending?
I mean, Dennis is a good-looking guy. He certainly is a better dresser than my husband.
That's insane.
It's so crazy. But
no, Kathleen never slept with Dennis. Dennis never slept with Kathleen. Never the twain did meet.
Okay, so you know what? Leave us a voicemail. You know, just like, let's close out these last few episodes with tons of voicemails.
Yes.
And maybe we'll have enough voicemails to even just like put out a bonus voicemail episode.
That'd be great.
About like theories about why you think the podcast is ending.
Yeah, wrong answers only.
And then, like, if we ever brought joy to your life, please just let us know because we're both about to walk into the sea. in our t-shirts that say coffee, family, Jesus.
I cannot wait. I really want to hear people's wrong answers as to why this podcast is ending. Okay. I really do.
So there's an influencer who has left. I started following her because I was like, the format of her content is really good. Mm-hmm. And if I could just remove the religious aspect,
sure,
I could make it work for my audience.
Totally.
And she talks all the time about leaving a religion called legalism.
Legalism.
Which is a sect of Christianity that is kind of like what America valued in the 1950s. The man is the head of the household. What are you seeing on Google?
Let's see. In Christian theology, legalism or nomism is a pejorative term applied to the idea that, quote, by doing good works or by obeying the law, a person earns and merits salvation.
So the man is the head of the household. He's the one that kind of sets the rules. Women are, I think the women, they don't wear makeup. Like, vanity of any kind is strictly looked down upon.
Uh-oh.
But there is this influencer who talks about leaving legalism and realizing that vanity comes in a lot of different forms.
Yes, it does.
And it's not just about how you look, because she said, like, in my religious community that I left, like, the women would look pretty plain, like their clothing would be pretty modest and their makeup and hair would be pretty modest, but then they would be wearing shoes and handbags that cost thousands of dollars because it was like the only thing that they were allowed to do. But like, having shoes that cost that much money is actively going against what modesty stands for.
So yeah, that makes total sense. So this Wikipedia entry, it says, Christians should not engage in social practices perceived as contrary to a Christian witness, like gambling, dancing, drinking alcohol, enjoying secular entertainment, or wearing immodest clothing.
Dancing.
I mean, dancing has been outlawed in a lot of situations.
Oh, so it's kind of like Footloose.
It's like Footloose. It says that it's what is viewed as legalistic could depend on like what denomination of Christianity you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's really interesting.
There's
so many like little smaller sects of Christianity within the bigger Christian.
Yeah.
So like you could be Christian, mm-hmm. but be a different Christian
yeah.
than the Christian next to you.
Yeah.
And can you sing in the same choir?
I know.
And so, an episode of Father Brown, yes, you can, because they needed a tenor.
Are Quakers technically Christians?
I think they are a Christian sect, yes.
I heard about this Quaker school the other day where the high school students participate in sheep shearing competitions.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And not only does the competition include, like, you know, shearing a sheep very quickly, but then you have to weave it into some sort of like usable clothing item or usable textile after.
My school sucked.
I know.
I would have been in PE if that was an option.
Wait, they had a really great name for their team. Hang on, Google Quakers Sheep Shearing Competition.
Let's By the way, as Kathleen digs that up, mm-hmm. this would be an opportunity for you, gentle listener, to Google image Shrek the sheep who escaped and was able to not get shorn for like 2 years.
Oh, man.
And when he was found, he looked like a cloud.
They did this story on NPR, and the team, in a sheep shawl competition, you have five people. One sheep and 3 hours. Good luck. It was the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival.
Amazing.
And it was called Sheep to Shawl Challenge. So you have to shear a sheep and then you have to make a shawl.
This is freaking cool. I bet my mom could do that.
The Quaker Bakers was the name of the team. The high school team.
This is great.
Bethany.
This is great.
So you have to choose a sheep that isn't too oily.
Okay.
Like you, I guess sheep, like people, everybody's got like different skin types.
Sure. You got to dip your sheep sometimes.
Yeah.
Make sure that they get the stuff off of them.
And so because you have to do the shawl right after you shear them, there's no time to wash the wool. And I just think that it is a wild world out there. With Bethany, there are endless possibilities for us to come up with new hobbies, find new joy, and make money in this world that I'm hopeful for us.
Oh, I am actively excited about the future, because here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Because this show has been so work intensive for 7 years.
7 years.
This is opening up time, mm-hmm. and it is going to be exciting to figure out how to fill that time.
Yeah.
And what new things to try and what new, you know, things I can sell to make money.
Yeah.
I have an active eBay business right
there
now.
There you go.
Too. I'm actually really excited, and like obviously my career.
Yeah.
But making like pickup money.
Yeah.
It's fun to try different things and be like, I don't know, will this work?
I mean, well, it's a gig economy.
It's a gig economy.
So it's like all of these little things that you do to make money, hopefully, if you're lucky enough, and it's about, a lot of times it's about luck. It's mm-hmm. not about how hardworking you are. Make, you know, what a full salary in this world should look like.
And it's smart to have your income come from a bunch of different stuff anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
You might be part of a bubble and it explodes.
And it explodes. And jokes aside, like, I'm picking up freelance graphic design jobs, which is something that's like always made me happy and something that I haven't had a lot of time to work on.
Yep. Yep. I'm looking to get involved in my small town local library.
Oh, Bethany.
Like, you know, like a couple days a week,
do
something with them, because it's just, it's a community of people that are big nerds like me. By mm-hmm. the way, if you do not follow the Milwaukee Public Library on Instagram, you had better freaking start follow them.
Is that where you posted the meme the other day about the woman in the library in Alaska?
That was a different one. That was just someone was like, I read this book, you know, 10 years ago. I couldn't remember the title. I went to the library. I couldn't remember what it looked like or anything. And in 20 minutes, this woman had found it. Librarians should run everything.
Yes, yes.
So that was different. I'm really into library Instagram now.
Yeah.
But the Milwaukee Public Library, they just do this amazing job of making super funny content to get you involved in the library.
Yeah.
There is one guy, if you go to their account, it's Milwaukee Public Library on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They have three pinned, posts at the top. The one on the far right, it says registering for a library card, and it is so funny.
Yeah.
They just, I don't know. Anyway, Librarians are dope as hell.
I could totally see you working at a library.
It was the best job I ever had, working at a library when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't I just do that a couple days a week every once in a while?
And you're so theatrical that you could do a story time.
I would love that, but not for kids because I'm bad with them.
Well, you could do a story time for kids.
Just for spooky grown-ups.
Yeah, you just have to make a sign that says, please stay 5 feet away. I mean, a pivotal part of my growing up was going to story time with Miss Marilyn.
Oh, that's awesome. I actually would really love story time. It would have to be, hey, fellow teen, do you feel like you don't belong? Come to story time.
Come to
we
story
can
time.
Just be awkward around each other and it'll be great.
So there's something else that I want to talk to you about a big life change. And I don't know if you're into this idea, and maybe I should be speaking to you about this privately. And we can cut all of this out if you want.
Okay.
But, like, if either one of us has something big come up, we should jump on the feed.
Totally. Yep.
And just do, like a quick...
Like a check-in.
Well,
not a check-in.
Yeah.
That's a branded podcast. No, but we should do like a checkup.
Like a girlfriend hour.
Totally. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I stole that from the girlfriend hour is from the book Firefly Lane, which is now a Netflix series. And like this character in the book has like an Oprah-like show, except it's called The Girlfriend Hour.
That's great.
Whatever. Anyway, like should you and Dennis ever decide to get married?
Never, but if we do.
Yeah, or like maybe if you decide to move back to the Midwest.
Sure, or if we, you know, sell a show.
I was just going to say, if you get cast in a huge movie or even a small movie.
Or if, you know, you get a branded partnership with Bear Paint. You know, one coat does it all.
One coat does it all.
It's great. I love Bear Paint.
Yeah. Or, Bethany, if I have a baby. And this is not a pregnancy announcement.
Oh, are you? So you're not pregnant?
I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
But it is something that just like hasn't worked out for me as of yet. Mm-hmm. But like knock on... What is this? Composite board?
Some type of laminate.
I have just, and I know this is going to be so controversial, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about it here on the podcast. I am going on because I think maybe like a part of what has made the baby situation not happen for me is my weight.
Okay.
That I have decided to go on a semaglutide.
Really? Like the Ozempic thing?
Like Ozempic. So it's the... I don't know if I'm going to be on like it's not Ozempic. I think the brand I'm going to be going on is Wegovy.
Okay.
Which is not like I specifically said I don't want to go on Ozempic because I know that it's very hard for diabetics to actually get Ozempic.
Yes, yes it is.
And I don't ever want to be defending myself to people who are like, you know, but obesity is less important than diabetes because I don't necessarily even, I don't believe that.
Sure.
But I also don't want people with diabetes to not be able to get their medication. So I was like, I want something else. I did a lot of research.
Yeah.
And I went and got my blood work done, which I'd been afraid to do for a lot of years because I had very bad experience with the doctor. When I told him my back hurt, he's like, just lose weight.
Thanks, doctor.
Yeah. And actually, my blood work was shining because I've been working with a nutritionist for 2 years on getting all of the right things in my body. And so it's like, how can I lowered my cholesterol by 20 points.
Whoa, that's amazing.
But like the scale didn't budge.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I had that conversation with my physician. That's like, obviously, there's some sort of imbalance where like, I literally have the receipts that I'm eating better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But nothing is working for me.
Yeah.
So we decided to move in that direction. Speaking of insurance companies.
Yeah.
Insurance companies downright are refusing, in most cases, to use a semaglutide, to just automatically approve semaglutides for weight loss, even though they are highly, highly, highly effective.
And that's interesting because, I don't know, the medical system is just so...
Well,
for anybody who is not perfectly thin,
yeah,
the whole medical system is stacked against yeah. you anyway.
I mean, insurance companies, I mean, their goal is to make money. They're a business mm-hmm. like anything else. And so obesity leads to all these other health problems.
Oh, it's so
and
frustrating.
Instead of just eliminating obesity at like at a point where someone won't get really sick and get all these other issues like diabetes eventually, they are just like, no.
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 Because they want the money. Because so, they want the money because they know that mm-hmm. more and more people are becoming yeah. aware of this
yeah.
as a weight loss possibility. Uh-huh. And so they're like, well, we can make money.
And I think that there is like, and this is like obviously not what this episode is about, but there is a larger argument about what obesity actually is mm-hmm. because there's like this thing where if you tell someone you're on a semaglutide, there are people that are always going to be like, oh, well, you're taking the easy way out.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't say that to somebody who got gastric bypass surgery.
People do say that to people who get gastric bypass.
Oh, man.
Absolutely they do.
Okay, so let me use a different example. If someone is on migraine medication.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, there are all sorts of like quote unquote natural things you can do to help mitigate the symptoms of migraines mm-hmm. or them coming on. But if someone's on this medication for preventing migraines, you wouldn't be like, oh, you're
that's
taking
the easy way out.
If
there is always going to be someone who has something to say about
yeah.
your body
yeah.
and the way that you live your life.
Yeah.
And I think that if you and your doctor and, you know, Neil
yeah.
Feel that this is the best course of action for you, mm-hmm. it seems like you're being very responsible
yeah.
and open-eyed about it.
Like, it's not a quick fix for me. It's something I've been trying to mitigate for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. what do you think? When did you plan on starting this?
So it starts next week.
Okay. Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm excited and nervous because I know that there are a lot of initial, like, symptoms that you, like, you have to eat so much protein, drink so much water. But here is the kicker that I want to share with everybody. Because if you're in this situation and you've been thinking about a semaglutide and you've been feeling guilty because all of the articles out there are like, celebrities are stealing diabetes medication. Like, yeah, I don't want to say that someone who only has like 15 pounds to lose shouldn't go on a semaglutide. I'm nobody's doctor. But there's a difference between having a BMI that puts you in the obese range, like
sure.
severe obese range. And BMIs are bullshit to begin with.
Total
I'm just
bullshit.
Using it as an example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And somebody who's like, I just can't get rid of these last 5 pounds.
Yeah, it's not like get rid of your love handles.
Yeah. So, okay, Bethany,
yes.
my insurance company was like, nah. No, straight up not covering it. And my doctor is currently working on it. And I was like, I can't wait months.
Yeah.
Because I want to have a baby. Unfortunately, time is ticking.
Yeah.
And when I take some of this weight off, hopefully my reproductive system will be like, okay, we're ready now.
Yeah.
Because as of yet, it hasn't worked. I went to CVS. They were like, okay, for 3 months, since your insurance doesn't cover it, it's $4,800.
Oh my God.
So I called up my doctor and she's like, you need to find a med spa.
What?
Because a med spa can give you these drugs without insurance for whatever it is that they decide to charge. So
that is crazy.
For 3 months, the med spa will cost me $1,500. So it's not
this
cheap.
But it's also like, it's crazy how there is no consistency in our
yeah.
medical system.
$500 a month. Part of that $500, you get counseling. So it's not just like they hand you the drug. It's like,
not.
I have the personal cell phone number, like, so I can text, you know, my physician's assistant who's working with me directly
sure.
questions,
yeah.
which you would never get.
No,
CVS
no.
or whatever.
No.
And so she explained to me, I was like, obviously, my doctor wrote me a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
You're not using my prescription. You don't need it. How does it work?
Mm-hmm.
They take the medication and it goes to a compounding pharmacy.
Okay.
And a compounding pharmacy is that takes the medication and changes the formula ever so slightly, like 10%. Except the compounding pharmacy with the Wegovy, with the semaglutide, the way that they change it is that they add like an amino acid that further helps like rev up your metabolism. So they improve it.
They improve it and then they give it to you for cheaper.
Isn't that the nutsest thing?
That's crazy. crazy.
Yeah.
Our freaking medical system, man.
Anyway, that is part of the journey of this podcast, you know, going on a permanent vacation.
We're on a long hiatus during which I hope, Kathleen, that you have some, like,
Thank you.
Big life changes that start happening.
We are going on a one direction vacation.
Yeah, hiatus.
Like the band, you get it?
Yeah, no, I got it. No, I got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird
and stay curious.
Hi, ladies. This is Jen in Michigan. I was listening to Bethany tell her story about her coffee creamer journey, and it reminded me of a story that happened at work a few years back that I just had forgotten about, and it's just ridiculous. I'm a pharmacist at a retail pharmacy, and I had a regular patient come in, and this is around Christmas time, and my technician asked her, "What you drinking?" And she said, "Oh, I'm just finishing up this peppermint milk you guys have in your cooler." And she just looked at her dead in the face, and we're just looking at each other like jaws dropped. And she said, "Ma'am, that's coffee creamer." This woman drank the whole bottle of like a peppermint, you know, coffee mate, whatever. There was no stopping her. It was gone by the time we figured out what it was. And it was just shocking, and I was so worried about her. I did see her a few days later. She was fine. So no worries there. But anyway, don't drink a whole bottle. Mix it with booze if you want, but, you know, half cup at most, please. Thank you for your health. Anyway, just had to share that story. I love you both so much. I hope you have a great day, great week, et cetera, and take care. Bye.
Hey, Bethany, Kathleen, I'm listening to episode 276, and I literally had to pause the episode and place a phone call. I'm in the car. I'm driving. I chugged a smoothie, and I had to burp a few times. And legit, like a second after I did, Bethany did in, not Bethany, Kathleen did in the podcast. And I just died laughing. I was like, oh my God, I'm burping at the same time as them. I can't. So funny. That's it. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi. I just wanted to share some awesome news. My dad has been out of work for about a year now. He finally got a job today after a pretty tough year for my family. And not only did he get a job, he's like the vice president of sales or something for a cheese company. They specialize in mozzarella and burrata cheese. What could be better? I'm so happy right now, and I just wanted to share some good news. Have a great day.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Margaret, a taste bud in Colorado. And I just wanted to share with you that I had to stop listening to the podcast this morning because, Bethany, I love your AI. It scares me, but I love it. And, Kathleen, I have been thinking about British people and their tea for weeks now. It drives me crazy. I don't understand why we don't do it. I recently learned how to make scones over the weekend, and I think that scones and tea are the best snack during the day. I love you, ladies, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you for sharing with us.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. I just finished Clue. Are you kidding me? That was such good, clean fun. I feel like this was a Saturday well spent. Thank you, Bethany.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Nina Facebook from New York. Just calling to say how upset I am about hearing the end of this podcast. I don't know any other podcast out there that compares to this one. Not only just the sound quality, but the topics discussed and the positive vibes that you guys put out there. Going to the last podcast that I just heard, you guys mentioned how you pay attention to the words that you say and you try to basically better yourself, better your vocabulary. And that's one of the main reasons I love listening to this podcast, because it's not just mindless banter back and forth. And I don't know what I'm going to do without this podcast. Thanks.